from now on, and we'll be quiet.
I think Jitendra is going to talk a lot.
I'm here to take care of you, I will speak.
I never know what to do with this.
It's always the other way around. Always.
Okay.
So we all attended interspeech, huh?
Yeah, so we are going to talk about the papers.
So how many sessions you attended?
It's not a good question, I think.
I mean, did all you attend any session?
All of them, of course.
Oh, you can't put down the people's session in the same
place. Yeah, yeah. That's,
oh, yeah,
like,
that's true.
That's why you're...
Okay. Bad answer, right?
So any general impression or feedback? So for any of you, it's a first conference or maybe for first? I mean, in the sense that it's a... InterSpeech is really big conference for speech.
Yeah,
so did you attend before?
Well, Geneva, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, so then I think you have attended before.
Yeah, we met in ICSSD, right?
First time.
So how did you like the conference anyway? When you compare to the others, the previous one?
Yeah, I think it's quite interesting, but only annoying thing is this multiple sessions. And sometimes you can't able to go to oral track, these oral presentations most of the time.
Because
like posters is, you can spend a lot of time posters, looking at many posters than sitting 20 minutes for one oral presentation. Mm-hmm. So in 20 minutes you can see at least 2-3 posters and you can directly talk to people.
Yeah.
So even I found like very few people in some oral presentations.
Right.
I think most of the people are like around posters only.
Okay, so you attended mostly posters, I guess. So how many presentations?
Yeah, presentations are hardly a handful of like five or
more. I like the invited speaker about the implant in the ear.
Oh yeah,
okay.
It was from Austria, right? The guy?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's very famous, I think, for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's the inventor of the implant and for the ear, I think.
Yeah. Even some panel discussions on that human speech recognition, reducing gap between ASR and HSR. It was a bit interesting, a lot of arguments and differently, it's mainly the differences, different approaches of engineers versus linguists or phoneticians.
I realized it was there were panel discussions only at the place where I could see that, and that, you know, there were some boards saying that there is some panel discussion. I couldn't get, no one knew where is it, what it is, when it happens, and why, and so forth.
Yeah, even the panel discussions, I think one is really held in small room, so people were really crowded.
Well, this is not this. Speech is not just to give on to papers and these things. You know.
Mm.
So how did you like this appointment?
Mm-hmm, quite good. Right?
Yeah, it's
a bit hot still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the beach nearby is quite nice. Yeah. You should try, I don't know. Did you go around?
Yeah,
before
we went to the Costa Caparica there.
Okay.
At the bus we were supposed to take the direct one, but we didn't.
So you went to a beach,
yeah,
like Atlantic Sea coast, or
I stayed 2 days before, so I went. You just take the train, maybe that's the same. I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Train north.
That's not so far for a
half an hour train.
North.
Yeah, west or north? I don't know.
Okay, so you stayed at the same coast. Not you didn't go to the island, cross the river where the bridge.
Not very far.
Okay, so.
We went to like far south to Lagos. And that was really good. Those beaches are really good.
More south to
Even dolphin.
The water.
But weather was really hot. In the south it's more than 35.
Yeah. But I think Lisbon, those days were pretty
Lisbon was good. A little bit
quite, not cold, but still okay, like reasonable.
Yeah, even local transport.
Oh yeah,
it's fun, like, but yeah, most of the time the buses are really crowded.
Yeah, I was happy to be back in Swiss after a few days. It's better to be here, I think.
Yeah, because it's really big city, no?
Yeah, it's
yeah,
big
yeah,
city,
yeah.
Many people.
I was very surprised that even the trams did have AC there.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't see it.
Those new only, right? Not
yeah,
the old one, but
right.
Yeah.
But can you imagine something like in Turkey?
Yeah. Oh, it's not necessary. Right.
Well,
sometimes, yes.
Not
so much.
If you would have to spend an hour and a half that Hemant and the others spent while going with a with a bus to the
conference
center from the hotel that we were, there was a direct bus, and it took them.
No, but that's. That's not good. Direct bus is not good. Like, so you can go to the central place and then.
Better to take the tram and the train.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the right choice. But to take something which was direct.
Yeah.
It was
way.
Not definitely the direct as anything else.
Yeah.
Well, what is that place? Kaisho.
Kaisho.
The central. I mean, where we changed the bus.
I don't remember the name.
Keshu Shodra. Maybe you can check the book.
Yeah.
It's there. Like I used to find bus numbers from book.
Originally, I bought it because I marked some papers, but only one which surprised me a bit. It was speaker recognition, I think, but it doesn't really matter. They were trying to model covariance of different components
of what?
For GMM instead of using a diagonal.
Okay.
But then if you use a full, it's too much.
Yeah.
So they used an approach where they tie them automatically.
Okay.
And after that,
pruning
covariance
model.
Yeah.
It's like again.
It is still full, but different components are tied. Different components of the matrix.
But what does it mean tied then?
Equal.
Like, yeah, but then you have to store the whole matrix and plus some extra information what is tied to what?
No, you have to store a minimum number, a reduced number of parameters,
mm-hmm.
and
okay.
they are tied in a linear way actually, sorry, not equal.
It's like all the semi-tight covariance matrices.
Yeah,
or
that's
so
they
reduce,
yeah.
It's in between the direct covariance. This is full covariance. So you try to reduce some parameters by tying.
Interesting thing is that they applied it on speaker recognition.
Oh.
And on the features before, they had three different ways to decorrelate the features. and this, they showed it without this, with diagonal GMM, or with this. And with this, with semi-tied covariance matrices, it was much less sensitive. The correlation procedure you choose.
So they obtain better results with that?
Also better. But of course that depends on the number of parameters you put.
Right.
In your tie.
But if you compare it with some baseline, let's say you use just GMM with diagonal.
No, I think they got good results with just using diagonal, so definitely.
I think it was even slightly better, yeah.
And no decorrelation for
maybe decorrelation again, they do DCT or KLT or they do that?
Well, LDA is there.
LDA
yeah,
or.
LDA.
The main point is to do like maybe faster the decoding or what?
Make it possible to use full covariance matrix.
Yeah. But there must be the sense, right? Because
once
you decorrelate the data, then you don't need to.
No, but still, there is still. If that's why like
no,
people will come.
So that means that the decoration is not optimal, right? So
yeah, definitely it's not optimal. So it's also like doing along the diagonal.
Mm-hmm.
So again.
So it's completely impossible to do it with full covering symmetry? Why?
It's really computationally really
yeah.
Yeah.
Computationally
so see, suppose if
3090
39 to 39 for every
of course.
Yeah, so
from the point of view of computation, but otherwise
otherwise I think
there's no problem.
No, there is
yeah, no problem, but
okay.
If you see so many models and
yeah.
Okay,
so many
so
mixtures.
You have to choose either many,
yeah,
right.
But
things to store and huge computation.
Yeah, 30 you can see, you can't really like even, you can't, the models itself is like 38 times more than that.
Right.
So
yeah.
If you have like 5 megabytes or 10 megabytes of models,
yeah,
yeah. But even I think it's really like impossible for the really big systems,
yeah.
I guess, like
yeah,
storing,
yeah.
Storing it.
Almost impossible for like LVCSI, it's impossible to use,
yeah,
it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You
really
have dimension of 39 times 39.
Yeah, for
yeah.
Every, so you have to store
so
all this.
Yeah.
So there are no
results
there?
And you cannot even train it.
No,
right?
But
yes.
In the proceedings you can find them.
Mm.
Yeah, but
so
from PCA, LDM, and LT.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
It's not really anything new, but you just applied that to
speak
ID.
Yeah, different task.
Yeah.
Right.
So I found one paper interesting. I think you know Vivek, most of you know. This is Vivek's paper on
yeah.
Like variable scale feature extraction. Normally we used to fix it window for feature extraction like 25 milliseconds or 30 seconds. Here he is proposing variable scale.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the fixed scale is non-optimal for, it's non-optimal because like for vowels you can have much longer and for plosives and these things
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Really shorter, like even around less than 20 milliseconds also.
Okay.
So he is proposing like this variable scale window kind of online for each segment.
Why it has to be online?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can do like, you can measure and you can do, but he's basically doing some likelihood ratio testing. So if, so the main idea is like, suppose you have a one segment, so he's trying to find the stationarity, cautious stationarity of that segment.
Right,
like extend it as much as possible.
Yeah, as much as possible,
it.
Like yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, definitely you have to assume some the minimum and maximum sizes of your own. So he is using minimum is I think around 12.5 milliseconds. I think maximum is 60 milliseconds.
So it's
isn't it smaller minimum?
So the minimum. No, I think yeah, minimum is 20
milliseconds.
20 milliseconds. Yeah. 12.5
so
milliseconds is kind of shift.
Oh, yeah.
20 millis minimum is. No,
know,
no, because
know.
Of.
Not as small as it should have been. But
no, you can use small.
Other processing after.
No, mainly because of MFCC computation, because
yeah.
Yeah, it becomes
well,
really noisy. Like if you use.
Noisy, yes.
Yeah, 10 milliseconds means you have only 80 samples for, and then.
Right.
You have, if you use 24
sure.
Filters, the filters won't get any samples. So.
Yeah.
But it's not an intrinsic limitation, it's just because of...
Yeah, because of computation. So even, I think even he can find less than 20 millisecond windows also, especially for plosives.
And the shifting is still the same or not?
Shifting,
okay.
Yeah, he's using
yeah.
12.5
yeah,
millis. Yeah, shifting is almost same.
So
but the problem like...
How do you mean?
Like, no, how many frames per second do you have? Is it again like 100 frames or it's less or even if you keep variable length of the frames, right?
Yeah.
You can still keep the same.
Yeah, he's keeping same
rate.
Number of frames. He's using 12.5. Yeah, 12.5 milliseconds.
I understand this would have sense for, I don't know, speech coding where you want to preserve or you want to encode it into less frames, right?
Yeah.
But why do do it for speech recognition? It means that
number of frames.
Yeah,
would
so
you want
why to keep variability in a length of the frames? Why not to keep the same length?
Actually, the problem is again, you see the shift is the Nyquist frequency if you compute modulation spectrum.
Yeah.
So again, if you change this shift, the modulation spectrum Nyquist frequency changes for each window. So
right.
If you want to do again another high level feature extraction again, it will be problem. So but he's like he's here discuss I mean describing this, because even this itself is a problem, keeping the fixed frame size, because you're analyzing your this segment many times.
Right.
So this shift
right.
will, suppose if you find one segment of 60 milliseconds and then mm-hmm. you're doing this 10 milliseconds, so every almost I think five frames you're analyzing the previous this
right.
already
right.
segment. So
right. Right.
So again this may blur some frequency
mm-hmm.
transitions
mm-hmm.
or
mm-hmm.
yeah, but the problem is again this bottleneck is here, like you can't change your Nyquist frequency
right.
modulation. And
I have two questions. First is essentially how he's doing it, right?
Yeah.
Well, once he gets the frame, like
yeah.
from here to here,
yeah.
then where he advances to start with computation of the next frame?
So the main idea is like first he take the some window, some
yeah.
some samples, then he assume somewhere some variable end point there is a change.
Okay. So
then
it's not symmetric.
You can basically have to like again do for all the samples in that 0 to n. So then what he does is like he proposed like some likelihood ratio test based on
okay.
maximum likelihood. So that is really simple. Like so what he does is like so he computes the residual. He first he does the LP analysis and then he computes the residual
mm-hmm.
and he takes the residual energy of full signal, like these 0 to n samples.
Okay, so
the full signal.
Full
so maybe
some sub window or the whole?
The whole window.
10 seconds of speech or what?
No, the like he assumes.
Also some.
Yeah, 60 milliseconds or something he start with. So,
okay.
So then he can.
A longer window than the
yeah,
one we are
yeah,
taking.
Yeah,
okay.
Then he can split that window at point n, say point n. So then you will have 0 to, no, you can segment
okay,
it.
Okay, so you have a window and then you split it to two parts and you
yeah.
see the
so
where you split it? Or?
Yes, see, suppose
okay.
this is your window. So then you can move your, like this. You can move your point.
Okay.
So that then this will be like one and this will be second.
Okay.
But again, he assumes some initial sizes for these windows.
Okay, so basically
yeah.
we have
he don't start with he don't yeah start with zero sample or something. He's
right.
starting
yeah.
with
okay.
so the left window is starts at 20 milliseconds.
Mm-hmm.
So you already here like suppose this is full signal, you're already here. So right window is
okay.
should end at 12.4. So you have to search basically in this range. So
once you have say 1 hour of speech. You start at the beginning,
yeah.
and first you try with 20 milliseconds.
Yeah.
Then you shift to 25 and so forth.
Yeah. And then if you the maximum is 60 millisecond frame for him.
Okay.
So if
you
don't find anything,
where what? Where do you stop actually?
60 milliseconds. If
yeah, I know, but you start at 20 and go to 60. But where? Which point do you choose?
No, the point is depending on the likelihood ratio. So he got.
Okay.
So he suppose this. So this is suppose say segment one. And this is segment two. So he compute
okay.
this error here. So, and then he gives some kind of, in terms of this residual error. So this residual error is for full 0 to n samples. Then divided by, suppose this point is say n. So 0 to n, and then like, so this is the basically the main equation. So here.
So is it maximizing zone?
Yeah, he's finding the likelihood for full frame, and then it's basically a likelihood ratio test. So he's comparing the likelihood of the full segment divided by the likelihood of the sub-segment.
The likelihood that something and something, what is the likelihood?
Likelihood of the, like this likelihood is this error estimate of the residual.
Okay.
So residual power he can compute. So.
Yeah,
after doing LP, he can get a residual, and then he can compute the power of the residual. So that
okay.
he is proving that power is
so
again maximum likelihood estimate of your LP parameters. So that way, it's interesting. It's you don't really need to do lot of computation. You just need to take the error of residual of this full window and then residual of energy of these sub windows, and then you can just divide them. And then the only thing is, like, again, he has to use some threshold to decide
still.
That that's only the problem. He's finding something more around 3 or 3.5 is the optimum threshold. But the another advantage is, like, it's not really changing speech recognition, whatever, it's not really changing because of the threshold. So you don't really need to, like, fiddle with threshold a lot. So
yeah, but why the main value which you are comparing to, the overall value or overall likelihood or whatever you call it, why he's using the whole signal for this? Because so if the whole signal was steady somehow and it would be able to be modeled by LP model well, then the residue will be very low. So he's supposing that the whole signal won't be able to be captured by LP model, and that the residue would be high enough.
I understand. This is the actually basically some theoretical proof. Like, maybe if you're interested, you can see when he's quoting from. Levin. No, this is from again. Yeah, statistical signal processing. What they say here is, like, suppose if you analyze two distinct fifth order this LP analysis in the same stationary analysis window, the coding error will always be greater than the ones resulting from this analysis in two windows, two stationary windows. He's basically based on this theorem. So, so what he's saying is, like, if you do this error, it will be always greater than the these errors of two stationary windows.
Okay, that's reasonable. Because actually, if the whole signal would be able to be modeled by LPC, then anyway he has to design some framing.
Yeah.
So even if it's very stationary, by dividing over this whole stuff, he is able to find some reasonable boundaries. Makes sense.
This may be, I think, he's getting some improvement, but...
How did you cope with what you mentioned sometime before, that if it's a very long stationary period, for each 12.5 frame, you will actually get the same signal, no?
So he's just, he's normalizing the energy coefficient, because energy is really affected a lot.
Okay.
So he's...
Well, it's the power, not energy, definitely, right?
Energy, like, because C0 component, like, so he's using MFCC, so
he's
normalizing the C0 component for this.
Then power instead of energy.
Power is
energy
again, like,
over lens is power.
It's time, like, it's okay, like, samples, or you can say root mean square energy or something.
So two things I still don't understand. This is supposed to be only for MFCCs and these easy features. One question I wanted to ask before, does he preserve within the feature vector the framing he's using finally? Because does he somehow put the information about what's the size about the frame to the feature vector itself, or he's throwing away this framing?
What do you mean, like, the window length?
Something
the 60
like this, because
no, it doesn't really. It
could be good for the recognizer to know what was the chosen framing by this.
What do you think? It's he doesn't use, I guess, because at the end, like, you take these features and you try and model. So it really matters what frame shift you're using for models, like, because how many he needs to use same frame.
For the backend, it might screw it up to.
Why? He will get, like, every 10 milliseconds, he get one frame, one features, like. It doesn't really depend on, because suppose if you take your case, like, your window may be longer, so it doesn't really matter, like, what size window you use or not. But at every 10 milliseconds, whether you give some features or not really matters, no? Like, so, see, you can use 30 milliseconds or 50 millisecond window.
Oh, probably I didn't get it. So The framing is
same.
So equidistant.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
windows are
yeah, yeah,
really
yeah.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Framing, I was like, it's really,
it was
yeah,
really crazy.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
If you change framing, it's really. I think
oh,
even
so
it's really problem, no? Like if you try even models also, I guess if you change, it's not only with this modulation spectra and shifts in deltas because.
Maybe it's possible to use it, but then there is information about. Temporal information is somehow included.
Yeah,
so
but it's really complicated. I think
yeah,
if you use,
yeah,
yeah that becomes
can
really.
I can imagine the transformation to get the modulation spectrum out of such a stuff.
Yeah.
Oh.
But
yeah.
this is kind of
there
interesting.
There is also some, not paper, but I saw the algorithm. I have been using in the called temporal decomposition. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah,
like
the Ethel's temporal B.
I don't know who. Propose it. I just had it from Bimbot, Frederico Bimbot, do you know the guy? He's French, somewhere now with
yeah.
Telecom French, I don't know where he's working. But we were using it for speech coding.
Yeah.
So we just had a speech and you had decomposed the speech into such segments, temporal segments, which were stationary inside.
Yeah.
And then you can more or less quantize
yeah.
those segments somehow and
yeah.
use it for
yeah.
encoding.
Yeah,
know.
First this is proposed by Ethel. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Even
yeah.
we read one paper in our ruling group, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I have implemented it, it's quite
they
working
were using
well.
Like SVD stuff, single
yeah.
value decomposition
mm-hmm.
for that, and
yeah.
it worked pretty well. Like
so Honza is also worked for
yeah,
this
yeah,
thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I,
yeah.
So why don't you still use it?
No, he was quoting.
So, it has been used for speech coding. No, nobody uses it for recognition stuff, I think. I never heard it.
Yeah,
but the
was a speech coding, so do you still use it?
No, I don't, of course.
Why?
Yeah, that's a good question. Maybe.
Yeah, he was quoting that paper also. He was telling this is kind of optimization criteria, what this temporal decomposition is doing. Like, you're trying to segment your signal
right.
into like discrete windows and then.
Right.
So, but he was telling like this, relationship between optimization and then Cauchy stationarity is not really obvious.
Mm-hmm.
So stationarity is again different. No? Stationarity is,
yeah,
this is optimization. We want to like see some few segments which can really represent
mm-hmm.
whole.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why like this may not be really.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, this one. Yeah, he's getting some improvement. No, this is
that's
all that.
Well, there should be, after each conference, there should be something like 10 people should sit down, read the papers,
all
and
the
then
papers.
Rank them. You know, all the similar papers within one session, say, focus to this topic
okay.
and say this is the best, this works slightly worse than this one, and throw away what is not that good. And
I think
the
people
first
would like
three,
it.
Three papers which are the
like
best
it.
should be implemented and used from,
no,
from
the
again. Time onwards. Like forget all the MFCCs because it's too old, and then start building
right.
the story on the new stuff. And
but again, getting the 10 papers is really a difficult task. It takes maybe years. And again,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
definitely
yeah.
like who will choose the 10 papers?
I know.
Exactly.
This is just
if
a theory.
We ask, yeah, but yeah, those things are practically kind of really. But I think these kind of things, what you said is really good. Like if people start implementing. Like some people
yeah.
propose something in feature level, some propose in something in model
yes.
level, but
no
these two are really independent. No one really would
yeah.
combine these two.
Right. And everybody is using different training and testing
yeah.
data, and then you
especially
know.
Features. Like suppose if somebody come with different good features, again people
they
again use
it
MFCCs.
Works for CNIT, but then you try to use some different interfaces.
Does
you see,
like
doesn't work.
No, it's not really sure also. Like suppose people, you can't really force people to use same
yeah,
features.
Sure.
So,
yeah,
so
yeah.
They will
yeah.
be happy with their own features and their own scripts. So they are a bit reluctant to change features every time. And
so you don't beat what NIST is trying to do now. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So NIST evaluations.
Yeah. Because
but
so
even
NIST,
you can.
Everyone is still comparing to PLP or MFCCs, and there are so many new systems, and everything is new, but,
yeah, but nobody
is still
no.
yeah.
20 years old.
Those new systems are still not
general, like, you know, Rados, PLP, and CC, because everybody knows that it works somehow,
yeah,
right, for any kind of data.
Yeah.
That's why they are comparing to BEF. So once somebody will come with something new, okay,
then
he's showing it works for some data. But
so at least especially LVCSR and really big systems,
yeah.
Then people
first it's difficult to show that it works for all the data, right?
Because it's again, you don't know.
Every paper then should contain all the results from NIST evaluation or some standard task.
No, then there will be only one conference in 3 years or something for speech.
Then we all optimize on the same task. You cannot get anything new after some time.
But again, like,
it could be you would have to publish the results on this standard task, and then you could say, well, I also tried on this and this.
Yeah, but then you run out of time.
That's why you can publish only once in 3 years.
No, but then only make some progress.
No, ideally you're correct.
But I think people are doing, suppose in the inter-speech, there was some challenge for on speech synthesis. So what's like, it challenge was really good. Like, so they give the database, so you have to work on that database. What technique use is,
yeah,
it's your choice, like, but the database and then the results analysis is they decide. So even speech recognition also, some tests are coming, like for phone segmentation or something. People give some database and then you have to you can use whatever you want and you have to produce.
Yeah,
even for features
for
also,
example,
like,
can you use from some
features
data
also, I think
from the outer world?
Yeah, they design the data such a way that it's really like really real data.
Yeah, but they give you also training data?
No, first, no, speech synthesis, it's like they give you some data.
Oh, okay.
So whether like use for training or you can do like data driven or like model based approach or whatever, like at the end then they will ask you to synthesize some sentence and you have to synthesize them and then you have to send them.
So they give you only the training or development data?
Yeah, training data, only no development, training. No. Yeah,
okay.
Training.
How do they evaluate?
It's again subject to because for
so
speech synthesis, even it's mostly they use native speakers only because they can really judge well. So.
Okay, but then they don't have any measure, like you have an original speech.
Yeah.
You transcribe it.
Yeah, so even they propose some kind of word error rate. So you have the original speech. So the synthesized speech, is there any words which are not matching?
Mm-hmm.
So even speech synthesis, they also introduced this word WER terms.
Okay.
But this was really quite successful, like in this conference, inter speech.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people participated.
Right.
I think even they're continuing this for next year. And
it's just TTS, right? Text-to-speech.
Text-to-speech.
Right.
But I heard like even for ICASP next year, there's some competition by Martin Krug, Sheffield, and on this feature extraction stuff. So at least if you make tasks simple, focused, then it may be good to compare these features. But if you use some large vocabulary system, it takes 6 months to build, and then at the end, you don't know whether your features are really. So maybe that's why like people are always using PLPs or MFCCs. It's such a like a lot of time involved, so you can't really check.
So maybe but then, well, I don't know if somebody like NIST would have one recognizer and you just plug a different feature.
But at least in EDA, we have this numbers recognition is almost kind of free, so everybody is using.
Right.
So that's what we are doing, almost like we are putting different features. And I think, numbers recognition is not really different from. At least in EDAP we have almost the same. But maybe you're using 29, that's why it's different. But
a couple of people at EDAP, but there are already two different setups.
But at least
are they?
27. Hammond, then we're all using 27. So
OGI numbers?
Yeah.
There is a number.
Different setups. Like some people use this setup and some
today.
Yeah. I think we use distinct train and test set even. The different sets of pointers.
No, but the problem is you're using only digits, so maybe that's why you.
Well, I don't use only digits. My MLPs are trained on
Hadoop
everything.
No, but test set is digits. Your main task is digits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's like it. But OJ numbers other, like now we're little bit converged, like we're using 27 phones and before it was like 24, 25. But it's better, like once you have like so whatever the back end, then you can put features like whether they're gammas or like spectral entropies or MFCCs or whatever. Then at least you can see.
It would be nice for OOR maybe.
Huh? Yeah, yeah. But Aurora is.
Aurora.
Oh, yeah.
So, but Aurora, is it really big database or I mean, how much time it takes to set up system and then?
No, it's fast.
It's fast.
I don't know. I've been working with that.
But the problem is Aurora, again, these models are world-based models. No?
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so again, here we use triphones and so, but definitely, if you want to show noise, I think you have to show on Aurora
for
also.
For noise conditions, yeah, it's pretty
Aurora good. Is real-time.
Those recognizers are made there. You just use them. That's it. You don't have to play with them. Even if it was forbidden in that time, right? So you have a recognizer, just use it.
Yeah.
You don't play with it.
You
just play with the features.
Yeah, yeah. But
yeah.
Right. Yeah, at least, I mean, those studies, I think people already did for even in ICSLP 2002. There
yeah.
is special session on
right.
features for Aurora. So
yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
With David Pierce, he was.
Yeah. This Qualcomm XE features and
yeah.
this OGI features and all this. So there are already people. But again, like at the end, like for LVCSR, people are using PLPs or MFCCs or nothing. All this.
Who is
feature.
The one who makes, who actually uses what we try to do here? These are companies or because it's not scientists. Scientists just start from PLP and. Then design new features, new backend or new anything, but they start from the old stuff. But
yes.
who is the one who is using these results
new.
Which we publish and try to make?
But maybe so I have it for publishing another paper.
Yeah, but once you finish your PhD, you go
yeah.
and
but not everybody.
Solve
yeah. not everybody.
Maybe and those who don't. They stay and publish another papers, and
but maybe
turn into a life, no?
Guillaume, you can tell, no? Like, you work with these Siemens people, no? Siemens or these
yeah,
Daimler Chrysler?
Yeah.
What kind of features they use? Like, they use any? You
I don't know.
You
know, they are extremely secretive.
Okay.
I had a hard time just to get the signals.
Okay.
So I asked all the questions, but it's quite tough.
Yeah, yeah even so, yeah. I didn't discuss anything with Sunil also, like no technical discussions.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, see, these kind of things are a bit, yeah.
Yeah, they have
yeah.
to.
Yeah. But do you have any like feeling that whether they go for all these new features
yeah.
or they usually use only?
I wonder which level they are using.
They have, yeah, they have
maybe.
To do some tests in their Mercedes, some speech recognition tests. But it seems now at least Daimler, they mostly work on dialogue management.
Mm-hmm.
But not much on features and recognition.
But even they don't believe like with one paper or two, I guess, because at least for them, no
yeah,
PLPs
yeah.
or MFCCs, they know that okay,
yeah.
these things work on
yeah.
every task, so okay, we can put hands on these things.
I
yeah.
doubt they are trying right now.
Mm.
Yeah?
I doubt that at Daimler they are trying right now, but many other companies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like, yeah, because Sunil is working in Nokia, he is a. Expert
okay,
in
so
kind of features, so yeah. It
will be using
oh. But yeah, we're not sure. Even
no.
Sunil won't tell us.
yeah.
Well, many people play with Tandem, right? Like MIT or who is using this?
No, no.
So not MIT.
No, this Cohen. You mean like?
I don't know. He told us that somebody is using that very actively. Like, okay, it works for them and.
Mm.
And they are close to like industry, like there is it's a research group.
It's not related to XE.
I know. I don't think it's XE. Somebody else. Who, I don't know. Somebody new. Us, but I.
But this voice signal company, no?
AT&T or what?
Yeah. This voice signal company. He Nick always mentions Cohen's company.
Yeah.
The word they're using, you.
Robert Cohen.
I don't know. He's even if
voice.
No.
No. Voice signal. They make recognizers for the Samsung phones. And
No, I don't know.
But they have like really many recognizers, I guess.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe
yeah.
definitely they may be using PLPs. Or
maybe they are using PLPs. But
yes.
I believe that there is still some NLS stuff.
Rasta
absolutely,
or something.
Yeah,
like
Rasta
that.
Or whatever,
mm.
honestly.
Yeah,
all
because
those decorrelations
mm.
and transformations. I think it's there, but more or less it's again based on NFC system or something like that.
Mm.
Yeah,
so
but
again. Whatever is certain to work, and they use it. They don't use anything which is too new, which is not.
Yeah,
but
too new
like
is really definitely.
Yeah.
Because like they have to at least see at least 4 or 5 years of results of some new features and some consistent results.
It's like a NASA, you know, they use 486 machines to go to
space or
spaceships
okay.
because it's known to work perfectly well or Pentium, not any before or whatever because it's safe, it has been working for 20 years and then it's safe to be one or 20.
But that's a different situation because
of course.
Right,
yeah.
They need that it doesn't crash the machine.
But
something happened with the machine and I don't, the Alex system, it doesn't matter, right? Somebody will fix it and change it. But.
Yeah. Another issue is like again the computational issues. No? If they want to make on mobile, they don't want to really use some fancy, really expensive, computationally expensive features. So all these.
Hynek also talked about this Cohen's cell phone, which he was showing to work with the LVCSI.
Yeah.
He was saying that there is something really, really simple, the decoder, I mean, not the feature, but he was mentioning something to the decoder that is just.
It's just phone recognition or something like.
Even not Viterbi, just.
Something like no DTW or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not really sure.
But most of the time, mobiles they use DTW kind of thing, right? All these, so voice
the
calling, voice calling, and this thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
because
that's
easy, like because
sure.
they don't really need to put a lot of memory and these things. Otherwise, if they want to build real recognition.
But there, you could send an SMS, I think, or something like that. You could dictate text.
Yeah.
So
even
on
the phone.
Yeah.
Some new one or
the phone that
from the
Cohen.
Yeah.
It's a similar one to what Erwe has. For example, he was showing it live on MLMI last MLMI conference. You can look at the video and play.
But
it.
But which phone it is?
It's Samsung.
Like Samsung.
Some new, really new phone.
Whatever.
Right?
Some which you can buy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. But the software is always available, or
you can train it like on your speech.
No, the software is again on top of mobile, or like it comes with your mobile.
Well, they just bought a mobile, and based on the OS it's using, they
no, the thing is usually these kind of facilities are like not normal, so
no,
they may charge more, or like
phone. This is not the commercial stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely they may charge for. More money again, some extra bill for this using this recognition engine or something.
Or you can just buy an application, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, like it's like you've got some mobile phone and then you can buy from another company some such application that you can dictate your SMS or whatever.
I don't know if it's already in the case.
I don't know if it is done now.
Yeah.
But
maybe like if it can't really. Recognize you will be really annoying.
But have you ever used like dictation system for Windows? Those
I have used once like this Dragon. That was kind
Dragon
of good. Like,
and I heard that it worked very, very well.
Because even in when I was working in like in Edinburgh, like one guy he got some problem with hands, and then he was always using this dictation. Even he used to write a lot of C++ code with the dictation. Like, it's really good. Like, so, but you have to really. Train and then you have to kind of
your speech.
Yeah.
You have to get used to the system.
It's really like you have to get used to the system, like how to say
how
all
to
the
say
call lines and this
game.
Thing system. How, but it's really funny. Like he is able to use it for like years. I mean, he used to write a lot of code,
mm-hmm.
and it was really great.
By the way, you should be the one to ask. Is there anything if I'm just a private person and I want for free any software which is able to read me a book in English, for example that festival, am I able to put the text to the system and to in real time to listen to the
you can listen festival.
Festival is able to
read, I mean it reads
to
like
read just a normal plain text in reasonable comprehensible English.
Mm-hmm.
Then I can understand it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, I think you can do the festival. You can just call like this. There are different kind of again how you call the festival. So you can just give the full interactive. Is that there is an interactive? So then you will get the all the colon and other things. If if you want to like read full text, then you can say like the full text with those syntax, and then it will speak till it finishes
and
the
it's
test.
In real time on
the it's
based on a
diphone, yeah.
Diphones,
yeah.
Right?
That's why it's real time, like otherwise it's a bit difficult and it's okay, you can easily understand, so it's intelligible.
Yeah, I think it's really
the festival is good, like now it comes with all the Linux boxes also, so it's already
does
in this.
The diphone that I was trying to install it and there are other voices like cat voice and these voices, this is not
the there are so many voices, like
because
again
I don't know which
which voice
what
you
is
want
running, if it's diphone or which approach this is.
No, most of the festival what you get on Linux machines is diphone based only.
So
they supply few voices
of the diphones.
Just a concatenation
so
of the.
You got it installed in your machine here?
No, it's solid there.
Yeah,
if you just put
festival,
it comes
festival,
with.
Right?
Because it comes with direct Linux software only. Now it is open source. Festival is open.
And have you tried it?
Yes, I've tried.
And
there are some built-in, like easy voices, which you can. There is a default one, completely synthetic, which you cannot understand at all. But then there is a diphone synthesis. I think it is the diphone synthesis from the something like cat voice.
Yeah, cat voice. Like there are like they have
so
few.
So, but this doesn't sound very nice. And we were playing at the summer school with them, actually with the authors, and they were playing us some.
Yeah, new voices, like, yeah.
And it sounded like a human, it was great.
Yeah, that's the difference, that they in CSTR we use this unit selection. It's not diphones, you have really large inventory of the speech.
So this is not...
With those voices, they have
not
yet released. Yeah. No, it's free, they will be releasing soon, I guess.
But
so maybe you can just check...
Here so far.
No, it's here on the web, then it won't come with your Linux software, so you have to again... Download from their web page.
Okay, I'm fine with this, but I can.
Yeah, you can download.
Make
now.
It run on
yeah.
my machine.
Yeah, yeah. The voices are called multi-syn.
Okay.
Multi-syn, some voice. So you can download from the voice, from the web festival.
And the engine is in the festival.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's just the voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So voice is like the database
okay.
of the
okay.
the per speaker who speaks this
mm-hmm.
text. So if it's really large database, so the quality will be better because
so
you can find similar.
It's still real time?
Yeah, it's more or less, but not exactly like
no.
It's 2 times or 1.5 times. Or
no.
Really. But you can prune like how much you want because.
Okay.
So this is again like that's kind of my PhD work. How in this system, like how you choose the units and how you concatenate.
Mm-hmm.
So there are again cost functions and Viterbi.
Yeah,
so you can always optimize, you can put some thresholds and pruning and then you can make it real time. So then again, compromise between the quality and
yeah.
But still it's good, like now you can just check multi-syn and then voices.
Well,
yeah, it's really good.
And you just have chosen some text? Any text you just
yeah,
put
just
in
to use the Douglas Adams that book in our
but only sometimes like it can't like all these
general English text the book I try
and it can read how does it read from which how to say it is it possible to read PDFs or just
standard
text
standard
TXT.
Whatever TXT right
ASCII file.
Yeah, ASCII file is.
You can take a PDF and convert PDF to
ASCII.
Yeah.
But only the problem is again acronyms and sometimes it expands, sometimes it may not expand because it's not in the dictionary. So it's not in the dictionary. Like if again it's problem like so. But those things you can add like if you're really familiar with festival, so you can add always these.
I know, then I don't want to go too much in details.
But at least these things okay. Like it won't really make mistakes. So often, like sometimes.
Anyway,
I can prepare
festival.
Alan Black and Paul Taylor, they started a festival in 96.
These are the Edinburgh people. Right?
Edinburgh CSTR.
Edinburgh?
Yeah.
And I thought that that's the guy from CSRU from Portland who was there.
This Johanna Waters or like.
Yeah, but there was.
No, what they did Portland, OGI, they did LPC based synthesis. The festival is already like it's one
no,
first we start with
no, but that was the guy who is on a wheelchair now. He cannot move even. He's very in like in the how say that like cannot
okay.
He just can't speak only through some festival system or something like that.
From Wuji?
No, yeah, he was working I think in Wuji. He's very famous. But I
don't
said
know.
That he was the author.
No,
no,
actually
he was developed for him, like he was just first tester I think of the system.
Okay.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Maybe because
but it's not text to speech; it's just the synthesis, which means, which is more or less the same. But I don't know.
Yeah, first it started in CSR with Alan Black and Paul Teller.
Yeah.
Then it expanded to many places because so if somebody
and Simon
will,
King is playing with it, right?
No,
yeah.
Simon King is one of the others, but Rob Clark is the main.
Mm-hmm.
That you made.
Yeah, Rob Voice.
Rob Voice is there, surely.
Okay. Then
yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's enough.
Yeah.
Say anything more about Lisbon or Interspace?
No other papers are there, just one paper.
Yes, enough.
And festival from Linux. It's very interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. You should note down one festival.
That's a great one, sorry.